I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. A Christian humanitarian relief organization known throughout the world is mourning today. World Vision says one of their offices 40 miles north of Islamabad, Pakistan, was attacked yesterday. World Vision's Dean Owen says six Pakistani staff members were killed and eight injured. So far, nobody's claimed responsibility, says Owen.
We really cannot speculate as to whether this was an attack because of the nature of our work, because of our faith. We're just not really sure, but this is a devastating blow to our organization globally.
All of their Pakistan work is on hold. Please pray. Next, poverty, drug, and alcohol abuse are rampant among Russia's youth, but there's hope. Slavic Gospel Association's Eric Mock recently returned from a conference in Russia that could represent a turn in the tide.
750 youth leaders were gathered together talking about how they've seen God at work.
SGA's role is to come alongside.
God is raising up this younger generation to be the future pastors, missionaries, who will be a part of the church body in the days ahead. And if we are not active in equipping the youth of today with the Word of God and with a zeal, this generation will enter a time in which godlessness will prevail.
An orphan outreach's ministry to the dump city in Tegucigalpa, Honduras, is helping young women step into adulthood. When girls attending the AFE school turn 15 and are about to graduate, the school celebrates a rite of passage with a dress and high heels. The shoes symbolize becoming a woman, being somebody, and one day leaving the garbage dump. The girls walk into their future with God in their hearts. Our website has the details. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Enter to win an all-expenses-paid Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose trip for two to Guatemala. That's Kids Alive Vacation with a Purpose at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.